Maria in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC.
Hello. First of all, I want to say hooray for Bates College. I have a daughter presently attending Bates, and she went to public school in New York City that has a lot of reforming to do, that needs a lot of reforming. And my daughter did not score the highest, I wouldn't say the highest, very good in the SATs. And she got into Bates, and for her last semester, she made the dean list. And
so why do you think she didn't do well on the SATs and did do well in college? What did the SATs miss?
I think as the tests, whether it's SATs or any other tests, are not made for everybody. Not everybody is good at taking tests. And I think that's my number one reason why I think she's doing well. She was a good student. I am glad that Bate accepted her. I think they made a good choice. She is very happy there, and she's doing well.
Rebecca Zwick, it sounds like Maria's daughter is the poster child for what's wrong with the SATs. Urban Latina in probably a not great public school, judging from what Maria was saying,
right.
Didn't do great on the test, but here she is on the dean's list in a very selective private school.
Well, no measurement is perfect, and that's true of many measurements that we use regularly, like weight or cholesterol level or classroom grades for that matter. And no admissions procedure is perfect. Interviews aren't perfect. Teacher letters of recommendation aren't perfect. And that's why schools use a combination of criteria in order to select people for admission. So I would not want to see schools relying solely on test scores for admission for this very reason. But on the other hand, just because tests don't measure everything, it doesn't follow that they measure nothing. And in fact, they can contribute usefully to admissions decisions if they're used in an informed way.
Give me,
Brian.
Go ahead, Dean Mitchell.
Brian, I would just add in one element of what we found at Bates, and that is that while the non-submitters of SATs have combined scores that are about 140 points lower than the students who do submit their SATs, we find that their Bates grade point average is only about 0.05 of a point difference. So while there is that significant difference of SATs, something like a 1,200 combined versus a 1,350, the Bates grade point average is a 3.1 versus a 3.14. And it does still trouble me that there are many students who don't have access to either opportunities to take the test multiple times or practice or in other ways prepare for the test, that those students may in fact be at some disadvantage in the process when the scores are required.